You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chazal point out that Osek Bekruvu is a major concern of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to point out to you that the fact of the matter is that the Marsha and others point out Osek Bekruvu doesn't just mean creating children. It means that you basically help couples find their potential Basher to help Shidduchim to take place, and therefore by that you'll have children created. So Marsha says being a Shadchim, you're also being Isaac Bepuruvu. The Chafetz Chaim says one step further. He points out that if you notice, it doesn't say whether you physically brought children in this world. It says Osakta Bepuruvu. So says the Chafetz Chaim that the reason the Gemara does this is because there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Kol Hamegadlo Ben Chavero Ki'ilu Yelago. And the Chafetz Chaim used to say to Nebuch, childless couples who lived together many years and weren't able to produce children, in those years they didn't have the infertility technology we have today. So he used to say to this couple that you're afraid of what's going to go when you go up to Shemheim later on and they're going to ask you, Asakta Bepuruvu, and that's why you're fearful, you know, to have a childless marriage. So my answer to you is, if you can't have children physically, and you can't counterbalance that, to be a foster parent, to be an adoptive parent, to help with shidduchim, all of that stuff is asak b'peruvu, and if you involve yourself in these other types of activities, ki'ilu yolada, as if you gave birth to them, so in Shemayim, on a deraisa level, the Rabbanu Shem will consider that your isak b'peruvu, and you can answer in the affirmative. So people who basically give you money to places where you have nebuch children or yisayim and they don't have any parents and you're helping these children could obviously get a life and have clothing and food and get chinuch and education and marry them off. That is Eisik Bepiruvu, and according to Chazal, you're mekayim that mitzvah by doing such. But obviously, the Brice also says, Yiras Hashem Otsaro, Yiras Shemayim could obviously is a crucial factor. Did you have Yiras Shemayim? Did you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel that Hashem was watching you continuously every minute of the day? And that is a very important fact. In fact, Chazal say, Yiras Hashem is the beginning of Chachma. The year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes before everything else when it comes to our relationship to the Rebbe, inshallah. Rachel's Chachma, Yiras Hashem. So we understand that question. The only question which we have as a question tonight is, what is the meaning of the question, Tzipisa LeYeshua? Did you wait and hope for the salvation and redemption of Klal Yisrael? And I'm giving this year tonight a ma'is l'kavod Yom Atzmaut, which quite obviously is according to many rishis semichus gulasenu. So I want to give you a little cream on top of the cake you had today to understand what it means when it comes to understanding this specific Maamar Chazal. So listen carefully when it comes to the analysis. It bothered me for many years because initially when I looked around, I couldn't find, at least in the Rishonim, anybody who gave a shot on the blot or off the blot what the Tzipisa LeYeshua is. I later found out, you know, the Chafetz Chaim had written a little kuntris called Tzipisa LeYeshua, which I have here tonight. But I found that even before the Chafetz Chaim, in the Tekufas HaRishonim, if you turn the page Rabbi Isai, I have some of my notes on the page as well, so I would advise everybody to take Maamar Mekamos. Tzvi, I advise you to take it because you have even notes of mine over there that you don't even have to write. I have it there already written for you. I found one specific Rishon, whose name is Rav Yitzchak Mekourvil from France, from the 1200s, who wrote a very important sefer called the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, the Smak, who's quoted continuously amongst the Chachmei Ashkenaz when it comes to the Piskei Halachas that were practiced in the Ashkenazic world of France and Germany. And it's in his Sefer HaMitzvahs that he takes the time and effort to explain what Tzipisa LeYeshua means. And I want to share that with you tonight to give you a perspective how important that concept really is. So listen as we read along. I don't want to even miss one word over here because his explanation is very, very critical. That's why I advise take this home, Rabbi Yisrael, because you won't find his Makara so easily in other places. So he starts off in his presentation with the following. He points out, if you look in Pashas Bechukasai, there's a pasuk that says, and this is in the Kodavos of the Brachos and Klolos, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Miyos Lehem Avodim Ve'eshbar Motos Ulchem Ve'olech Eschem Komimiyus. The Ayin of Rabbanu took you out of Mitzrayim. You're no longer servants. I broke all the various bars and devices that literally were placed upon you when it came to making you servants. And I led you out to Komimius with your heads high. You left Mitzrayim as aristocrats, as gedolim. The Rebbeinu Shem Bedafka wanted Klal Yisrael not to leave at night after Chatzos, after Makas Becharas, when Paro was screaming and yelling in the streets and saying to Moshe and Aaron, I give up. And Ad Kan Atem Avde Paro Mekan Alahava Atem Avde Hashem. At that point in time, the Yerushalmi says, Klal Yisrael started singing Hallel. So that's the Hallel of Shira Klal Yisrael sang on the night when they saw the freedom of Klal Yisrael and the Yetzias Mitzrayim was sent into place. Chazal tells us the Rebbeinu Shem didn't tell Klal Yisrael, get out of there at night. He bedafka wanted us to leave be'etzem hayom hazeh the next day, by midday, in the eyesight of everybody, the Egyptian Empire and the rest of the world, we should go out to komimiyut, as aristocrats. We just learned the Gemara a couple of days ago that every Jew had 90 mules or donkeys, remember, to carry all the gold and the silver and all the other rechush gadol Hashem had promised. So Hashem took us out as aristocrats, as great, great people, as B'nai Charim with a parade. And then, says Rashi, Kedai Anisha Taminu Bi Shani Yochel Asos Kolela, that the reason Rabban Hashem is mentioning all of this, he brings from the Teres Kahanim, is to believe that Hashem is able to execute all the promises he makes. Shehev Tseis Yisham Ermet Sesraim Yisisu Lecham Nisim Gedoyim. Now, says the Sefer of the Smak on this shot of the Pasuk in Rashi, what does this teach us? Listen to his Lashon. Mitzuvan onu lahamin, that we have a chiyuv to believe, b'geula hashleima hasida, in the future redemption of Klal Yisrael, alidei Hashem Yisbarach, levado, k'mo shekasav hasmach b'mitzvah harishona, and this is the Lashon of the smach inside his sefer, Anoch Hashem Elokecha Shehosei Sicha, Meretz Mitzrayim. So the obvious question is why Hashem introduced himself to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, of Hashem who took him out of Mitzrayim. In fact, the Rishonim said there would have been a bigger shvach, Sheboros Yishamayim V'aretz. But that's not what Hashem said. He says Shehotzeisi. So says the Smak, Leida, to know, Sheoso Sheboros Shemayim V'aretz, the Rebbeinu Shem created the heavens and earth. Hulavada Moshel Maila Mata Ubadala Ruchas. He has dominion above and below in all four corners of the world. Kidiksiv Anoch Hashem Elokecha. Uksiv Vidati Yom Vashavosu Lavecha Hashemu Elokim Vishemaim Av Oretz Mitachas Enod. Vidarshu Chachamim Afilu Bavir Hashem, even in the thinness of the atmosphere itself, Ledar. Pirish, La Puki Mena philosophy, Yemsha Amrish, Oilam Noyag, Melov, Bemazalos. This is to basically preclude the belief of Gayusha philosophers who say that the world itself works automatically based upon the stars and constellations, which they believe there was a constant Briya from the beginning. There was no such thing as Briya Yeshmiayim, but the universe always exists with these automatic constellations that control what goes on below. Venlo manig dabor, there's nobody who leads them. Vafilu kriyas yamsu, he says Yisrael, v'koniflo shenasu, v'mazal hayu. They want to attribute all the miracles to the mazalos, the kachavim, the stars, and the gods in heaven, and the planets, and everything that they worship. V'yeshlanu lahamin. We as Jews, however, have to believe, ki sheker hein dovrim, the words of these Goyusha philosophers and theologians is sheker. Achen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manik Es Olam Kula Baruch Piv, the Rebbeinu Shalom controls with his Dibor all that goes on. Hu Hotzano Mimitzrayim, he took us out of Mitzrayim, V'asolano Vaskon Niflaos, performed all the wonders which we witnessed. Ein Adam Noikiv Etzpalam Elamata, a person does not bang their finger below. Elam Kain Machrizin of Olamata, unless Hashem made the decree above that this should take place. Ma Hashem is the gover kainu. Hashem basically controls the way we walk and where we walk and what we do. And therefore he says, ubezet toloi ma sha'omru chachamim sheshoulum adam al-achamisa v'shazdina. That one of the first questions they ask a person in those six questions after you die, in Bezlan Shamayla, Tzipisa Yeshua. What does this mean? So ask the smak, Heichen Kesiv Mitzvah Zu. Where do you find such a mitzvah in the Torah? Where is this mitzvah found? Ela Shmaminam Bezet Talui. Shekeshem Sheyesh Lanu Lahamin, the same way we have to believe. Shehu Tzisad Mitzvah, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That this is one of the first two dibros of the Sarasa dibros. Says these two mitzvahs where Hashem said to us personally, Kach ani rotze shataminu bi, I want you through that amunah and that experience of thousands of years ago that were witnessed by millions and millions of Jews of that time. I want you to continue to believe. Shani rotze shataminu ki shani elokeichem, I'm your God. Vani osid lekabetz eschem lehoshiachem, I'm destined to gather you together and to cause you, Yeshua, your ultimate salvation in the future. V'kein yosh'enu berachem of sheinis k'dichsiv v'shom v'ki betzri mikol ahamim, etc., etc., etc. So therefore, he then goes further, and the Menorah Simar brings this, v'yachshav she'adam k'golos Yisrael bo'a b'marach ha'tochavim v'lach lo b'chiv ha'mazolos gam eino asid levo v'gul osib azos k'hu kel shakai. One of Hashem's two names is Kel and Shakai, and the word Shakai, he quotes over here the way the Ben Ezra and the Ramban interpret in the Chumash, Shodeg Maroches Umishana Hateva. Hashem set up natural law, he set up Kochav Mazalas and all the universe and all its symmetrical scientific format. He created that Teva, he could be Mishana the Teva and change the Teva. And therefore, Higlam Bavonam, he puts us into Galus when we are deserving because of Averos. Hoshim Beretzona, he causes our Yeshua, our salvation, our redemption when he wants. Benisim Neflas Gedolim Chutz Menateva, supernatural miracles. Kasha Osim Abimisis Yisrayim, Gam Bezman Macherim and Mispar. In Jewish existence, our whole existence is one of a miraculous nature. Asha Yashkev Yashem, Neshamayim Vyoshiyim, Teshua Lemnitzchias. So we therefore see that according to the Smak, the concept of Tzipisa Yeshua is a major hashkafic question that the Rebbeinu Shalom is asking you when it comes to Olam HaEmes. Do you believe in the fact that there is a Rebbeinu Shalom? Number two, do you believe in the knowledge, the hashkafic paratis, that the Rebbeinu Shalom exercises when it comes to his knowledge of what people do in this world, each person separately? Do you believe in the Yecholus, the omnipotence, the power of Hashem when it comes to Schav Onesh, for literally even changing natural law to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in this world, especially on behalf of Klal Yisrael? Do you believe that? Do you believe in the mitzvah Aseh V'Noich Hashem Elokecha, where the Rambam says, and the Ramban say, it's not just a question of belief, emuna, that Hashem is the one who did what he did, but the Rambam's lashon, the Ramban's lashon is, there's a mitzvah leida, we got to intellectually and prove it to ourselves and see it and feel it and see it and see it on a pragmatic level. We have a chiv of yidiyas elokim, not just emunas elokis. Do you believe that? And do you believe that your past hatzalos and your past yeshuas and your past redemptions with for me through Shina Hateva, because that is what's needed for you to exist as Jews in this world and to believe there'll be a final redemption and the Mashiach will come and Hashem will do whatever he promised he's going to do, no matter how difficult it seems, how impossible the mission might be and how difficult the work might be. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not stopped by it. He's a Kel Shakai, he's omnipotent, nothing can stop the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you're asked in Shemayim, did you really believe that? And what did you do to try to show your belief in the ultimate coming of the redemption of Klal Yisrael? So what's interesting is What the Chafetz Chaim does in his pamphlet, a couple pages of it's the Peace of Yeshua, is he then takes what the Smach says over here to the next level, which means it's not sufficient just to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, has the capacity to do that, because you can walk away thinking that's all it means, the Peace of Yeshua. But the Chafetz Chaim says you then have to act upon that belief and demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Shiyavo. If you look in the Ani Mamin, Rabbi, so I want you to turn in the Makara sheet, specifically to the Rambam text, the Ani Mamins, we say, if you do say it every day, it's contained in Rabbi Yisrael on page number 5. And I have over there the Ani Mamin, where it says, Ani Mamin, the Munu Shalema, Bevias Mashiach, Alpha Pisha Yismameya, Im Koza Achakala Bechayom Shiyavo. This specific Ani Mamin was the ultimate gears we have in our tefillahs. But the Rambam formulated this in his Hagdama to the Shemona Prakim, and on below you have the Hayisod HaShneim Asar, with the Rambam, who lahamin, lahamesh, yavo, lo yachshov, shiitzacher, amismar, yichalkalo, etc., etc. Don't give it a zman. You'll see it's going to happen. The person should not be involved in forecasting dates and times. Shiyamimbo, shiyelo, yisrael, amalo, kavod, amalachim, shoyim, olam, etc., etc. This person is going to be a person who's going to be respected and greater than any leader on the face of earth that exists up at that point in time, etc., etc. And quite obviously speaking, this Mashiach coming is going to be the person who's going to help you down below on a human level, like Moshe helped Klai when it came to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. He's going to be the one to be the messenger to help you be osek in various types of activities to show your desire for the redemption to take place, and for you to be proactive in the specific process. So the Chafetz Chaim says, how can a person be proactive in bringing Mashiach, in bringing the Yeshua and the Geula? So one thing I'll make you happy here is one of his major themes is the following theme. He says, if you really believe, so we know for a fact that one of the things that's going to happen b'meis HaMashiach is you're going to have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to have the reinstitution of Hakrevas HaKarbanos each and every day. You're going to have the Kohanim getting ready to do their Avodah, and the Levim doing their Avodah, and Klai are doing their Avodah. So says the Chafetz Chaim, are you preparing halachically to know all the halachas you have to know as Klai when it comes to Havas HaKarbanos? Are you, Kohanim, learning the halachas you have to know?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Are you, Leviim, getting yourself knowledgeable? Because the Gemara says that the knowledge, the educational experience of Kohanim and Leviim was a 5-year course. Wow. To learn all the halachas that they have to know and be bekiyim in. So he says, are you basically preparing yourself? Are you getting your begadim ready? I mean, there's a machon in Yerushalayim, of the Amalchon on the Migdash Rekelov, that already has the big dekuna measured out for certain kohanim who wanted to have them measured out. They already have the various kalim produced, and they just have to undergo Hagdasha, but they have a Mucha Mezuman ready. So the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the things and concerns I have for our generation is, you know, everybody's saying an imamin, and Yimitzapi Yeshua. But what are you doing in front of a Kashmir show that you're actually really saying it and you mean it, and you're not just saying words, empty words? Are you being osik in the Sidrei Kodshi? Are you learning Zvachim and Menachos and Chulin and Becheres and Arachim, Rabbi Yisai? I mean, our generation is an unusual generation. Why? Because before the Seder of the Daf Yomi was made by Meir Shapiro, the Rishonim already tell us, the Ner Tekufa and the Achronim already tell us, that those parts of Shas, Kodshim and Taras, nobody learned them. They were Isaac in the four Siddharim, and even in the four Siddharim, they were very, very selective. So the Achronim in their yeshivas, and the fact the Rishonim in their yeshivas, most of the people were not Isaac in the concepts of Kabbanah Sukkadayme. They weren't involved in the Seder Zerayim because the Chutz Laretz, you know, you don't have mitzvahs like Luis Beretz Israel. So when Meir Shapiro made what he made, it's not only that you're learning Daf Yomi every day, but the fact that you have now so many people around the world who are Torah people, who are mamish every 7.5 years, in that cycle, going through all of Kutchim, think about it for a couple of minutes. I mean, that's an incredible phenomenon. Right. So the Chafetz Chaim, if he saw that happening today, he would be besimcha with ponim sameichos to see such a phenomenon taking place. Would be nice because in his time, it wasn't happening yet. Even though the Meir Shapiro did live in his tekufa, but until Daf Yomi became what Daf Yomi became, he had some Yichidei Segul learning Daf Yomi. Yeah, but the fact. So the Chafetz Chaim says that if you want to start off slowly, I have a suggestion. You know, the fact is, maybe everybody doesn't want to learn Kutchin. But one thing is for sure, that those who are going to be the future Kohenim and Levim, who are going to be involved in the I would suggest very strongly they should stop being Isaac and Kutchin. Because if the Rav Hashem comes tomorrow, he's expecting you guys to know exactly what you got to do. So you better start wearing the Kviyas, those halachas. But besides that, set up a Kolel. He says, besides that, set up a Kolel. Set up a kailo that this kailo is the kachim kailo, which in the time of the Chafetz Chaim they started setting up. Yeah. That these guys were Isaac and kachim, so in order to Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, part of Klal Yisrael, are being mitzapi Yeshua and therefore getting ready to be bekiyim. The Gedolei Yisrael are going to have to pass in this. They better be bekiyim in kachim because they're going to have to answer Shelos Halacha Lamasa in that specific tekufah. I would say, by and large, all Gedolim who really Gedolei Hadar. New kachim by their fingertips. You see the shels and shuvas. What the rest of the people did when they came to learning is one thing, but the real good haladar were bekiyim and kachim without a question. And the fact of the matter is that the Chafetz Chaim pushed this agenda over and over again, because to be mesapi l'yeshua, you must be proactive. You can't sit back and wait for it to happen and say ich bin du. We say, Shuaska Kivisa Kol Hayom. He says, you have to show there's a Kivisa. You have to show you're doing something to cause this to happen. So the fact of the matter is, if that's the case, we therefore see that Pisa Yeshua is a major Yesod in the Munus Adeus and Amunus Elokis. If you look on top of the page, that's why I put as a summary the concept of Metzias Hashem and Yediyas Hashem, Ashkacha Pratis and Yecholos Uguris Hashem. All of that is included in the concept Pisa Yeshua, it's predicated upon the mitzvah Noach Hashem Elokecha, etc., etc. And therefore, quite obviously speaking, this is something that we have to believe, and that's why the Rambam included this in the Yizgum Yikarim, Achal Kolim Shiyavo, as a major moon and bitachon we have when it comes to this specific phenomenon. Especially the Shitas HaRambam is that the ultimate building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam I have on the next page when he gives a summary of the various things that the Mashiach is going to have to do. If you look on page 3 on top, so I have the Rambam from Hilchos Melachim where he has an entire workload plan of what the Mashiach is supposed to do on the top of the page, Halacha Aleph, in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Melachim, HaMelech HaMashiach Osir Lamod LaHachza Malchus David LeYoshana U'LeMemshala HaRishon. He's going to bring Malchus back to Klali, so Malchus plays David. U'Bona HaMikdash, the Shitas HaRambam is Binyan HaMikdash will be done through the aegis and the supervision of the Mashiach, Bona HaMikdash, U'mekabes Nitri Yisrael, who makes sure that the rest of Klal Yisrael returns, Chozu Kol HaMishpatim B'yom HaKashoy Makodem, Makrivim Karbanos, Osin Shemitim V'yovlos, V'kol Mitzvos of HaMur V'Torah, V'kol Mishe'en HaMamin Bo, U'mishe'en HaMachakel B'yoso, Lo B'shan Nevi'im B'lvad Hu Kofer, El B'Torah U'Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'arei HaTorah Ha'idu Lo Shenem V'Shav Elokech Eshevuscha, V'Rachamech V'Shav Kibetzcha, Yimed Hashem Hashmaim Yisham Yikabetzcha, and finally Haviyacha. So we say, Ha'Rom HaFurashim, Ki Kolam Kolam Shenem Rode, Kolam Aviyim, etc. etc. He says, and if you look in Pashas Bilam, you'll find all of this Merumas are there, etc. etc. So the Mashiach is going to be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. The reason I'm showing you the Rambam held this way is because there are other Rishonim who point out that there is a Yerushalmi in Masechta Sma'is Shein that claims that it could be the Mashiach will be built by tzaddikim and great architects, human beings who are Jews, even before the Mashiach comes on the scene, even before the ultimate Gula redemption takes place. The Talmud Yerushalmi Ma'is Sheini that has that possibility as well. I mean, there's another Yisod, there's a Rashi in Tosfos in the Masechtas Tainis that says, Migdash Hashem Koni Yadecha, that the Migdash is going to come down as a fiery temple, min Hashemayim, as a fire, and then ultimately it's going to concretize into a physical binyan down here on earth itself. It's a third opinion. So you have different opinions exactly how the Mikdash is going to be built, but the Shita Sarabim was, it's the Mashiach who's going to do it, so therefore, I just want to give you a little historical context, that this Mashiach is going to be a busy person. If you look in Halacha Dalet on the same page, Yama Melech Mibes David, Ha-Hogi B'Torah V'Oisik Mitzvahs K'David Aviv, K'fi Torah Shepsa Torah Shalapeh, Yokef will call Yisrael Leich Ba, he'll be able to cause Klal Yisrael to all worship Hashem and observe Torah Mitzvahs, L'Chazik B'Bidka, Yilchon V'Chon Mas Hashem, he'll fight the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haru B'Cheska Shu Mashiach, in Osev V'Tzliach, V'Nitzeh Kol Umo, Shebisvivav, he was able to overcome, overpower, and therefore have Klal Yisrael succeed in their autonomy and their own existence, and not be subject to anybody else. He breaks the Shiva Damachus, Ubana Migdash Bimakam of the Kivan Israel, Harez the Mashiach Bavadai. If he accomplishes all of that, then he's proven that he is Mashiach Bavadai, etc., etc. And he also says later on, when it comes to the purpose, you know, of the ultimate Geula, is that the whole world should undergo spiritual and physical redemption, because at the end of days, everybody is going to be, basically speaking, involved in learning Torah on some level, the Goyim on their level, what they're supposed to be learning, Klal Yisrael on their level, on the level that they're supposed to be learning, and at the end of the day, quite obviously speaking, everybody's going to be involved in doing what respectively relates to them when it comes to their agenda of Torah and Mitzvahs according to whether a Jew or non-Jew at the end of time. So the Rama has a lot of this in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yav, Perek Yud Beis, etc., etc. And I also want to mention to you that the Rambam held, if you look on page number 4, Halacha Beis, before I get into the next part of my discussion, Amr Chacham Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Maaseh Mashiach El Hashibud Malchus Bovad, we're no longer going to have to listen to the Umas Eilam and be Meshubit to them. V'yir Mepashtin Shal Divrei Ha'ad Nevi'im Shetukhidus Yimaseh Mashiach Diyan Melchemes Gog U'Magog and Shekod Melchemes Gog U'Magog Yamod Navi L'Yasha Yisrael U'Lahachin Libam Nishalech Lemes L'Yahan Navi, etc. And if that's the case, the purpose is going to be Lusim Shalom Ba'olam, Heishel Lev Avos Olabonim, etc., etc. So we therefore see, Halacha Lamasa, that there is going to be a total change in many of the problems of the world order. Won't be Mechamas anymore, people will be able to coexist. I mean, the Rambam doesn't talk about how the Rishonim are going to be punished and how Hashem is going to resolve those problems, but other Rishonim and other Achrayim deal with it, which I'm not going to deal with now. But now we come to a crucial, interesting discussion. And that discussion is a discussion that took place in the late 1800s. It goes back to a thing I mentioned last week, and that is when Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, if you remember my shiur last week, and Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer went and he asked Rav Akiva Eigen, the Chassam Sofer, whether or not we should try to show our Tzipisa LeYeshua, our aspiration that... Do we pass in like the Shita Sarambam that Kedusha Rishon the Kishul Hashayit the Kishul Losalava? We discussed this last week that when Shlomo was Mekadosh the Makam HaMikdash, he was Mekadosh it with the Shechina that it eternally exists, and therefore Makrivin Kabbanis Afal Pishayim Bayez Banui, and you can eat Kabbanis in the Azaras even without the walls there, and eat Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and the fact Tumu Duchui Huta Betziva. Does all of that stuff apply B'sman Hazeh? And the Chassam Sofer answered with Rabbi Kivega to him, we happen to paskin like that Shita Sarambam against other Rishonim like the Rive and others who don't hold that way, but we hold like the Shita Sarambam. So it's either as Kalish has said, so maybe we should show our Kodesh Baruch Hu our excited anticipation of him coming by being Makir of Kabbalah already, even before the Bais is born, because according to the Shita Sarambam, the Shita, so we can't build the Bais HaMikdash that the Mashiach is going to build. But it doesn't say we can't be Makir Kabbalah. On the contrary, the same Rambam says he can be Makir Kabbalah B'zman HaZeh because of Kedusha HaShechina. So maybe if we go out of our way to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our gagum, our desire to have Eretz Yisrael once again repopulated, and Hashem should see we want to be Makir Kabbalah and establish everything the way it was before, will that cause in Shemayim a reaction of Hashem seizing us being proactive in our Tzipisa L'Yeshua for him to speed up the Gula and therefore cause it to come at a quicker pace? He asked this question to the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, I have a proof to your Shita from a Ramban in Chumash. Ramban asks a $1 million question. And what's the question he asks? He said, how is it possible Bayis Rishon was around for how many years? It was around for 410 years. But Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael from the time of Knesset Yeshua to the end of Chor Bayis Rishon for hundreds upon hundreds of years before the Beis Hamikdash was built by Shlomo Melech. Why in the world, asked the Ramban, did Hashem wait till David came around and Shlomo came around to build the Beis Hamikdash? After all, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Gimel mitzvos nistavu klaisu kashen nichnus l'aretz. What are the three mitzvos? To build the Beis Hamikdash, to destroy Amalek, and to be Mamana, a melech of Klal Yisrael. So how in the world did it take hundreds upon hundreds of years? A melech, we were pretty quick in doing. At least in destroying Amalek, we had the opportunity, and one of the Malachim goofed up and not doing it properly, even though later on the Navi corrected it on a certain level, but it goofed up. But Binyan HaMikdash, that we waited hundreds upon hundreds of years till David came around to build the Mikdash. Why was David different than all the Nevi'im and Gedolim that existed from Knis L'Eretzel up until the time of David? So says the Ramban in his Pashas Re'eh, the reason David was different is because, as I mentioned last week, he was the first person to be Darish Tzion, to show a desire and a cheshek, to want to find out where the Makam and Mikdash is supposed to be built, to where Hashem wants the Shechina of Hakravas HaKrabanim to place on a permanent level. He was the first person, believe it or not, for hundreds of years, that was not happy with a Mishkan, that's where the Aron HaKadosh and the holy objects are contained in these makeshift types of settings over here. They're here today, they're gone tomorrow. How many Mishkanas we had when it came to Klaus's existence? Shiloh, we were there for a couple hundred years, but finally it was Charif. We had then Ganov, the Givon. We had many, many, what we call miniature little Mishkanos. But why didn't anybody want to build a Beis HaMikdash? David showed a desire, him and the Nevi'im of his time. So when Hashem said to David, you showed you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, finally somebody remembered Yevachiv of Binyan HaMikdash. Therefore, I'm going to acquiesce and give you the schus to be the harbinger of this. But there's only one prophet, David. Since Habedam Shefachta, you were very involved in Milchemes Hashem, which is important, Milchemes Mitzvahs. I want the Beis Hamikdash to be built by a person who was not involved in even permissible bloodshed. I want an Ish Shalom. So your son Shlomo will be the one to build it. But I'm going to give you all the architectural plans, which he did. I'm going to give you all the information where it's supposed to be built. They showed him, the Rabban Hashem showed him where Aravna HaYavusi's specific place was, because that's where the Makam HaMikdash, that's where Har HaBayis was going to be built. David already acquired it. The Tanakh records he paid a lot of money for Aravna Yavusi's threshing floor, Kedemer, where you were going to have the ultimate Ika Makam HaMikdash. So David bought the place, collected the materials, collected the money, had the building plans. So when Shlomo came along, he gave it all over to him and said, Shlomo, you're now going to carry this out. So what do we see? It's a person who's Darish seen, who's Darish that phenomenon, who's proactive, that causes an Aris and Shemai of Hashem to reciprocate and therefore carry through your plans. So it could very well be, he says, here's Kalisha, you're his Aris, to want to cause Hashem to see how much a chukka we have. Now, good, Jews returned from the 1700s, 1800s back to Eretz Yisrael because of the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov, telling his Talmidim, return and build Eretz Yisrael spiritually, physically. So the Jews already were returning before him. But the fact of the matter is, he was the first person to suggest, all right, we're coming back, we're living here now, let's now go to the next step and be Makiv Kabbalah, because maybe that will be the Makiv Apatish, that the Mashiach will come and all the other problems will be eliminated, including the Arabs controlling Har HaBayis and many parts of Eretz Yisrael. So the fact of the matter is, he wanted to be proactive as his demonstration of his aspiration of Tzipisa Yeshua as being a proactive personality. The fact of the matter is, I pointed out last week in my shiur that they, at the end, could not really carry it out for a number of reasons. Number one is, he wanted Montefiore to buy the Har HaBayis from the Arab world, and no matter how much money he was going to promise them, they were not interested in selling the Har HaBayis. So that was one problem. And they saw that if they would force the issue, there might be a war taking place. And at that time, there was no Jewish army to protect the Jews from a pogrom from the Arab world. So that was one reason on a political level. On a halachic level, I pointed out last week, in the Big Day Kahuna, you had a problem with the Heilige Gartel. that all the other begadim of the Kohen Hedyot were made of pure Pishtim. So you need big dekuna on even a Kohen Meyuchas for him to do the Avodah, be Makar of the Karban. So everything in the Big Dikahuna was made of pure Pishtim except for the Gartel. The Gartel, the Kohen Hedyot, the Ramon Paschim, was the same Gartel worn by the Kohen Gadol with the Shmoin Begadim. It was a Taruvis of Pishtim at Semiyachtav, with certain colors of the wool and the Pishtim being colored a certain way. And the problem is that the actual wool had to be colored with that, the color of the Chelos of a Chalazon. And since they didn't have at that time the knowledge of the Chalazon, so if you just color it blue and it's not the Chalazon, it's the Pasul de Begadol. And therefore, they're only wearing three of the four Begadim. For the Mechusa Begadim, they could be the most Meyuchas Kohen on the face of this earth. Kasha Ein Begdeim Aleihem, Ein Kunasim Aleihem, as the Gemara says. So that was one of the halachic impediments in carrying out this master plan. But the Chafetz Chaim's ultimate taina was, and he says this in the Sepisa Yeshua, but I want to give you a little nechama. And that is, you learned in the Gemara's Masech, the Zvachim and Achavs, Kol Oisek B'Teres Oyla Kil Hikrev Oyla, Kol Oisek B'Hilchas Menchiyos, which means to say, don't cop out and say, well, I can't do it. You might not be able to do it on a pragmatical because of the impediments that happened, which were demonstrated then, but you can learn Kachim, and when you're learning Kachim seriously, Halach Lamas, Alibet Hilchasa, and get yourself knowledgeable and ready and get all the stuff, Mukun and Mezumin, that's being Oisek in Karbanos, the Kol Oisek Belimun, and the preparation for Karbanos, as if you were Makrif Karbanos, so you accomplish what he wanted to accomplish through his Kalasher without physically being Makrif the Karban. The learning and preparation is a form of his iris to show our mitzapa Yeshua. Chafetz Chaim says this explicitly. So therefore, Rabbi, so we therefore see that unquestionably, the fact of the matter is, when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, there were kolim that were developed in Eretz Yisrael who specialized in learning kachim and things like that. I mean, the world of brisk over there are known that, you know, they're Isaac, you know, in the consist of kachim, the special kolim who are learning kachim ukedaymer. So they were following the master plan devised by the Chafetz Chaim. Later on, you had the Daf Yomi program instituted, and now you had hundreds and thousands of Jews around the world every 7.5 years going through part of that time, all of Seder Kachim. You don't only have a couple of guys learning in Kola being supported to learn Kachim, you now have hundreds of thousands of Jews learning it on a daily basis. So I would say today you should feel a little pride, especially if you go to Daf Yomi, that you're part of the Mitzapi Yeshu. You're showing and being Isaac and trying to know, be as knowledgeable as I possibly can as a way of being Mitzapi Yeshu. You should have in your mind, I'm not just doing it because I'm intellectually excited by learning Daf Yomi, but especially when you're learning Kachim, there should be a Machshav, a Mitzapi Yeshua, and I'm demonstrating my proactivism according to the Chafetz Chaim by that type of limud itself. Now what I do want to mention to you, and I'm going to finish in time so we'll be able to go Daven Maariv downstairs, is that if you look on page number 6, the fact of the matter is, Rabbi Isai, that there's no question that the Rabbanu Shalom, when it came to the ultimate redemption, told us right up front, it's based upon Pesukim in Pashas Balak, it's based upon the Gemara itself in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara I always quote many, many times, that the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael can be B'shtei Ofanim in two ways. It could be a gula shezachu, which means if rov Jews at the time of redemption are shomer Torah v'mitzvos, you're going to have a gula shezachu, which means very simply a supernatural redemption, very similar to the redemption that took place at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, nisim shelo b'derech hateva, perhaps even greater than nisim Mitzrayim. And that's why some Rishayim want to say, and Achronim want to say, that after you see the nisim of the end of days, Achras Yamim, you might even forget the Nisim Mitzrayim, because the Nisim at the end days will even be greater in many respects than the Nisim took place initially when it comes to Tev and such. So that's if you're Zocha. If you're not Zocha, Gula Shalom Zoch is going to be like the Gula that took place at the time of Gulas Purim, where you had to have the Malchius of that time, in that case the Persian world, the Persian government, who were the superpower, for them to help facilitate the Jews' return to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuilding the Mikdash and reestablishing the Jewish homeland for the Jews against the opposition of the Goyim and the other people who were causing them tzaras at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Ezra and Nechemiah had a lot of tzaras from the population centers, so What we have from the Palestinians today, they had their headache from their Palestinians going back, you know, to the time of Bayesheni.
We have Trump too.
Yeah, we also have a Dayavish, we also now have a Trump. So the Rabbi Bishop puts the right shliach at the right time. So the fact of the matter is, there are two types of gulas that could take place. And what's interesting, I always mention that Pesach, therefore, and Purim both start with a pay. The fact of the matter is, both of them represent two possibilities of two ofanim of gula taking place. And already going back to the Tkufas HaRishonim, the Ramban and Radak already wrote in their Ksavim that they see in Ruach HaKodesh it's going to be gula shelo zachor, Berishi and Hamalchus, which means they already said they thought it's going to be a very Purim type of concept of return. And the fact is, later on in the Tkufa of the Vilna Gaon, they asked him the question, and he said, Chevra, it's going to be Gula Shel Ozocho, that's why I see now, Simonim, that we got to be proactive, and B'dara Chatev, go back to Israel, and Shah Hashem, our desire to return and to rebuild it physically and spiritually. So he also says it's going to be Gula Shel Ozocho, and even the non-religious Jews will be heavily involved. The B'nai Bonim Shel Erev Rav might even be the leadership initially of a secular Zionist movement, besides you wanted to go back for Torah Dikah reasons. So he already was Maramis to them. You're going to have different segments. Later on, the Netziv saw it at the time of Elazar Yeshiva, and he said the fact that the Tsar allowed them to collect monies publicly for the purposes of helping the Jews develop the Yishuv. And the anti-Semitic Tsar, the fact he let them do all that they did openly without any hindrance, shows that the Rebbe Shimon controlled the heartstrings, the Netziv says, of the Tsar, allowing the Jews to do that. Later on, when you had the Balfour Declaration, and then you had the League of Nations due in 1917, 1922, Rameh Simcha of Davinsk said, this is a Gula Shel Ozocho with Rishi and Hamalchius. The British government are then geopolitically in control of Palestine, and they want to give us back a Jewish homeland. The League of Nations took it up. Later on, you had finally, after World War II, you had the United Nations finally taking it up in the vote. So the fact of the matter, Rabbi Yisai, is all of this is part of what the Gedolim of that time, even the Hasidish Gedolim, the Avnei Nezer, who was one of the great Hasidish Rebbes of that time, of Sakhacha, besides being one of the great Lamdonim on the face of this earth, not only in the Hasidish world, but in the Litvish world. My Rebbe Soloveitchik didn't read too many Hasidish Chidush Svarim on Shatz and Paiskim. But in Brisk, they learned the Avnei Nezer, because he was a Hasidish Briskim. they looked upon him as a Hasidish Briska, and therefore they looked upon him as one of the main Gedola Hadar, and therefore they looked upon this as all the Gula Shel Ozocho with Rishon HaMalchius, and they supported their Hasidim and their Yeshivalite for them to return to Chafetz Chaim. When he was asked the question, what do you think about all of this? He says, this is Ikfus of the Mashiach, it's Rishon HaMalchius. So even the Chafetz Chaim put his tudi, says, I therefore tell my son to write a letter on my behalf to all people living, especially in Russia, where they had great hashpah over there. They should be able to pick themselves up to Russia by land in Eretz Israel and move there. That's where the future of Klal Yisrael is. And the Chafetz Chaim, who perceived there's going to be a Holocaust, he had tremendous chalomos, and he warned people, don't stay in Europe. People didn't listen to him, but he had premonitions, and he warned people. They didn't listen to him. The Ostrov Rebbe at that time, who lived, also had those premonitions, and he fasted for many years, like Rav Tzadok HaKohen at the time of the Bayis Sheni. He fasted to try to mavato gezeris and shemaim that it shouldn't happen. So the Chofetz Chaim told Klal, do you want to survive this terrible gezer in Europe? Get out of Europe, run to Eretz Yisrael, because the sheris of Plato will survive by going there. So we have this on record. The Chofetz Chaim wrote this, and he said, therefore, in his time, he saw what was going on with all the nations of the world, as therefore Rishi and Hamalchus, a Purim Dikah Gula taking place. Now, why am I mentioning this to you? Because there's one more Rambam I want to show you tonight before we finish the Shir. And that is the Rambam contained on page number 8. On page number 8, the Rambam at the end of Hilchis Megillah makes the following statement. He says over here, Kol Sifri HaNeviim Kol Ksuvim Asidim Lebatul Masa Mashiach Chutz Megillas Esther Hari Kayemes Chamishichum Sheitarik Hilchis Shal The If you notice, of all the Kisvei HaKadosh, the only things we're going to have at the end of days is Chumash and Megillas Esther. Why? So I once heard B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, and we'll end with this, because the Chumash shows you the concept of Hashkafah Hashem B'Galui B'Nisim Shaloi B'Derech HaTeva, where it's open miracles. The whole Chumash is mamish open Hashkafah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sifrei Tanakh, the Sefer, that's the par excellent Sefer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hashkacha Behest upon him, B'Derech HaTeva, is Megillas Esther. So if that's the case, you have the two bookends in the Tanakh demonstrating the two Geulos, for you should realize. Also, by Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, Tavim L'Kim Harzeh, there was Kabbalah Setorah. What do you have by Purim? You have Kimu V'Kiblu. Number two is the concept of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Matan Torah, Kish Echa B'Lev Echa, Ches, everybody's working together. By Purim, what do you have? Kenos Kol HaYehudim, the Mitzvah of the Yontov of Purim, Mashalach Manas, Rabbi Yisrael, the concept of Matan Tazel Yavionim, Ches, Tzedakha, Jews helping each other, Ke Echad. So you have similar themes in both of these Geulos being represented, while these are two bookends of two possible ways of Hashem to cause redemption to take place. We're holding the rabbis in a very interesting time. Eretz Yisrael, Kanei Nahara, is growing bigger and bigger when it comes to the Torah community. They forecast in 10, 15 years from now, the rove of the population are going to be Shomer V'Torah Mitzvah Jews. They're going to be the majority. They'll have control of the political part. They'll have a Frum Shomer Shabbos prime minister and most of the Knesset. It'll be like, that means you might even have a Rebbe's prime minister. So the fact of the matter, Rabbi Yisrael, is we're living in very historical times. Yom Ha'atzmut, Rabbi Yisrael, was the beginning of the implementation of the miracle, of the declaration of the state. 71 years later on, you see the Hatzlach, Eretz Yisrael has Baruch Nias and Begashmias, and the more it grows Baruch Nias, the more it grows Begashmias, and ability to defend ourselves. We're holding in a very interesting tekufa. We even have the Rishon HaMalchus openly supporting our existence and our ability to thrive there. It's an incredible phenomenon, something that's incomprehensible, but that's what it is. Let's hope Rabbi Yisrael will be zach ultimately, b'is m'shiach tzidkeinu, b'ivenu, amen v'amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.